So welcome to today's Office SSA call on the 8th of October. On the call today we have Olivier Crepin-Labond, Jim Galvin, Mike O'Connor, and from IT and staff we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordstrom. Apologies from Patrick Jones, Julie Hedlund, Mark Costers, and Jörg Schweiger. That's all.
Terrific. Thanks, Christina. Welcome all. I think this will be a fairly short call, but we had some stuff sort of left over from last week that it was actually a good thing because a lot of this stuff didn't get built until last night. So I'll try and push us through this call pretty fast since Olivier is reclining on a beach somewhere and it's a holiday for Jim. So,
well, to be fair, I'm in the U.S., so it's not a holiday for me.
Oh, I thought it's Columbus Day.
Well, it is, but you know, we don't. That's just a national day off. That's not a. We don't recognize that particular day in our company.
Oh, okay. I thought I was chewing into your holiday morning. All right, I don't feel quite so bad.
Patrick said it was just a day he was taking. It's not really an ICANN holiday, but he's taking off because schools are closed.
Yeah. We'll do the slide deck real fast. Hopefully you've had a chance to look at it. I apologize for how late it came out. And the one-pager is stuffed into the deck. And then there was a request for sort of an assembled master schedule of meetings, sort of the way we've done it in the past. And then finally, I just want to spin you through version 9 of the spreadsheet for data collection to see what you think of an introduction that I wrote. So I don't think any of this is going to be terribly hard or controversial, so hopefully we'll get through it pretty fast for you this morning. The slide deck is on the screen in front of you. I'm going to just turn the pages. There's a copy that I sent a link to, a copy that's out on the site if you want to pull down. It's for some reason very large. It's like 8.5 megabytes, which seemed too big for email, so I didn't send it by email, but it's out on the site. So here's the one-pager. The only change to this, well, there's two changes. One is that the hexagon diagram has now turned into a circle diagram, and the other is that I updated the information to point to the meeting that's in Toronto rather than the one in Prague. But other than that, it's exactly the same as the one we used before. I think it's still a pretty good summary of what we did. And Bart, I don't know how to handle this. Julie took a bunch of action items last time around to sort of handle this. Can you take them as her proxy and then split them up between the two of you?
That's fine. I'll check in with Julie what the action items were.
Yeah, well, the one that's coming out of this is just somebody needs to be able to make these and have a stack available on the table in Toronto.
The one pages.
Yeah, the one page. Not the whole deck. Just stuck
out
this page and, make copies of it. And if it makes it easier, I can chop off and make it a separate deck. I was just building it at the same time.
That might be easier.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. So I'll take the action on that one.
Yeah, but I'll take care that we have them printed.
Great, okay. I'm just writing myself an action. Okay, then on to the deck itself. The first thing I did is just sort of our usual where did we come from thing for people who, for some ungodly reason, haven't heard of this before. The next is just a list of what we did. The next is what we've done since Prague. And this is just touching on the refine and consolidate and the public comment stuff. And then alluding to but not explaining on this slide the fact that there's stuff to come but only if it's needed. And at least when I'm giving this pitch, I'm going to say, I'm going to talk about that later. And the notes, I'm seeing notes left over from before. So if there are notes, pay no attention to the notes this time because I didn't put any in. Again, just
shade them in green, Mikey.
Huh?
Shade them in green.
Shade the notes in green?
Yeah. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, pay no attention to that guy for sure. Let's see. This is one just to talk. If you want to talk about the methodology, fine. I put sort of the three big pieces of work in. I didn't put the littler ones like the handling confidential information, but I thought the big three were good. So I made no changes to them. I just stuck them in as big as I can make them in the slide deck so that you can talk through them if you feel like it. This one, if I were giving the pitch, I would probably talk through a little bit more because it's gotten more stuff around the edge and more stuff in the middle. But I'm not sure that I'd feel compelled to do that if I were you. Because this is a very dense picture. I mean, I think probably I will spend 10 or 15 minutes on this picture alone in the CCNSO Tech Day. In fact, this is where I'm going to spend most of my time in the Tech Day. Because at the Tech Day, my goal is going to be to introduce this and then plead for help in filling out who does what. But I've got the who does what question here for you. If you want, you could just skip the first slide and go to this one. Again, take the note off. Then sort of the segue that I'm building in advance for me is we start with the picture, we narrow it and say, well, the interesting puzzler here is who does what, and then that leads to the spreadsheet. That's going to be the big ask for me in this presentation whenever I give it is to bring people's attention to this work that we're doing right now. And the goal of this work is, again, there's, for me at least, I want to highlight the fact that this is really just to finish our report. This all this work is coming out of me trying to do it over a one-week interval and just discovering how impossible it was. And then perhaps, this will be useful for a gaps and overlaps analysis by somebody, either us or the DNS RMF or OARC or who knows who. But, I am going to make the distinction between what we're trying to get out of it, which is really just the first pass to get our report completed as opposed to the full-blown gaps and overlaps analysis, which may happen, but we're waiting further developments on that. Then I put in a slide just to introduce the difference between the DSSA and the DNS RMF. This is an oldie but goodie. But I think it's still a good slide to use to describe our narrower scope as opposed to what DNS RMF is doing. And I put that in to segue into the greeny slide. This slide looks different, but it's really not. It's exactly the same words. I just made the arrows bigger so that I can make the words bigger so that somebody could actually read this from at least the middle of the room. Probably not the back of the room. I think this is still pretty tough to read from the back of the room, but it raises the odds just a little bit that somebody can read all those words that we wrote. Again, I'm not sure I will linger on this a lot unless the question comes up. And then, the time that this may come up is really on Thursday when we've got the ESAC and the DNS RMF folks and us all in the room. So it's in there. But at least for me, I'm not planning to spend a lot of time on it except to say, well, this is why we're in sort of a wait and see mode for a while as a group. And then
I'll be ducking behind you if anybody asks any questions.
Yeah. Thanks.
Could you go back one slide for me just for a second?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you. I just wanted to look again. I don't happen to have the other set open in front of me, so I'm depending on your Adobe Connect for the moment. All right, thanks.
Yeah, and I can make it bigger if you want to read those words. It's pretty small. Here, let me.
No. It's fine. I got it.
Okay. The final slide and the one that I will, what I've learned in the years that I've done PowerPoint pitches is that I don't like to leave the any questions slide up on the screen, because this is the slide that will be on the screen the longest. And so I try to put a payday slide as the last slide. And so for me, at least, the payday is to plea for comments on the Phase 1 report, even though it's going to be an awfully tight deadline for people. Think about doing a gaps and overlaps worksheet, and if people have any comments on our plan, we'd love to hear from them. And then I've put these three things on our website as well. So the little X4AB5 goes to our site, and there are the three same things. Comments, fill out a worksheet, and plans, so that if people want to follow up, they've got one place they can go.
I like the last slide, and I like that you put miniatures of the actual slides going back so that they're easy for people to go back and find them. So that was nice.
Well, and it may be that that's what made it so big. It was weird the way this thing got to be so gigantic. So beware. I will make a PDF version of this and ship it. I didn't want to do that until I'd had a chance to run these by you. But beware that these may goof things up. And if they do, let me know, and I'll hammer on them some more, because I was a little startled at how big the deck got. But there you go. Anything else, Olivier? How do you feel about this deck? Is this something you can pitch from? Olivier is not on Adobe Connect, and he's not in.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Yeah, I've got a few internet connectivity problems, but there you go.
Oh, wow.
Just to say that the slide deck looks great, absolutely. A couple of questions. The first one being, I gather you're going to be in Toronto as well.
Yes, I am.
Will you be going from SO and AC room to support this? In other words, I mean,
yes.
I think I've got about 15, 20 minutes to present this over to the ALAC. Are you going to be in the room at the time? Do you want me to send you the details of when that meeting is?
Well, I've got the master schedule, and Bart, this is another one that Julie did last time, but as long as we've circled around to this, let me tick this one off now. It would be really helpful to, again, have either you or Julie just write down when and where all the various ACSO updates are, and just push it out to the list.
I've taken it down already as an action item.
Cool. All right.
Excellent.
Olivier, I will be there, for sure, to sing harmony if you need harmony. And Jim, if you've got one schedule, I don't know what yours is either. But again, I'll show up to sing harmony in yours.
So
as well.
That was just the first small thing. I don't know how much time it would take to go through the slide deck. Originally, I had put 30 minutes, but I think that we've got such a full day and we had to shuffle things around. It's been cut down minute by minute, so I don't know how fast we'll have to go through this one again. It's terrible,
well,
I know, but
just by just for reference, I kind of watched when I started turning these slides for you, and it took about 10 minutes at the speed I was going. So
perfect.
Yeah, you may want to either turn them about that fast. I mean, that's why I was sort of saying, at least for me, I'm gonna linger on some slides and just flash some of them to remind people. And then if people are sitting on this slide and they go, well, what about that orangey methodology thing that's on that top slide? You can certainly take people back to it, but in 15 minutes, 13 slides in 15 minutes is pretty aggressive. So, you know, beware that this is a little rich and that you'll want to push it pretty hard. I kind of built this to do double duty because I'm going to use it for something close to it in the CCNSO Tech Day thing on Sunday afternoon, and there I've got an hour, and so you know, I put a little more in than is truly needed. But again, and we'll probably wind up using this same deck on Thursday, and again there we've got quite a bit of time. We've got an hour and a half, so it is a little heavy, and you may want to edit it a bit.
Okay. And then, so the last thing is one specifically with me, with regards to the DSSA working group session that has been scheduled from 11:15 to 12:45, I believe, on Thursday. Unfortunately, I'm leading the ALAC Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting at that time.
Ooh.
From 11 to 1300. It's right in the same time. It's just one of these time clashes.
Boy, that's just a perfect clash.
Well,
that's
maybe
like,
for you.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's like
me.
Completely obliterating it with 15 minutes to spare on each end. Man, that's
it's
amazing.
It's terrible.
Oh,
so
wow.
If there is a requirement for me to be around, and I believe there should be, or hopefully, if you guys want me to come from time to time, I'll try and pass the baton to one of my vice chairs during part of that meeting, and then come back afterwards. I don't know where the distance is between the one location and another, but it's just terrible.
Yeah, well, here's my thought on that. If you've got choices, I would tend to try and get to our session towards the second half, because the first half is going to be probably more an update. Prior history has been any indication, and that the actual conversation part will tend to be at the end. And so if I had a half to pick, I would pick the second half of our meeting to try and drop in on. But I think you're going to just have to feel your way through that one.
Yeah, it's going to be we'll play it by ear at a time, as we often do.
Yeah, as we do so well.
But that's
okay.
All. Apart from that, no, great slide deck, and thanks very much, Mikey. It's really good.
Terrific. Well, if anything comes to you, folks, you know, this is pretty easy to change. I will push out a PDF, and I'll push out a version without that one pager, so that it's, you know, I'll push out two versions, one a one pager and one and everything else. That actually brings the slide deck down to 12 actual slides, which helps a little bit. Okay.
So I'll just, let me just comment quickly. There won't be an update to the ESSAC in our private meeting about DSSA. We did an update when the report was published. We are drafting a comment to add to the public comment period, but we don't have, you know, we have other topics, and, you know, I didn't see any, it really is just about the report right now, so
yeah.
So no particular reason to get on our meeting agenda on our all-day Tuesday meeting.
Yeah, and that's...
So you were talking about wanting to be a cheer section, but there won't be any discussion.
Yeah, it's the same for me. I didn't put this on the GNSO schedule either because, for pretty much the same reasons. I had updated them about the report, and the stuff that we did in this intersession wasn't that profound that I thought we needed to barge in on the GNSO. So, Bart, if you're hunting for one on the GNSO, there isn't one there. I can.
No, I have to check. I think for the CGNSO, it will be a written update as well. So probably just the slide deck, because, say, what is at this stage more important is the tech day.
Yeah, yeah. And the tech day schedule is great for me. It doesn't conflict with anything in the GNSO. So, you know, and that would probably be a good one to promote to the whole, actually the whole tech day, two-day deal would be a great one to promote to the whole list, because it's a spectacular, if you're into security, it's a spectacular 2 days. The NSO ARC is really put together a hell of a set of presentations. So if you haven't got anything to do and you're interested in security, boy, that's the place to be. It's open to everybody, right, Bart? Or is it really restricted to CCNSO?
No, it's open to everybody.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, that might be good to highlight in the master schedule as well, is just a pointer to that Tech Day agenda, because it's really good. Okay, the only other thing I've got is to show you real... Oh, Olivier, I'm sorry, I walked right over you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. With regard to Tech Day, it might be worth sending a reminder note over to the more general ops list. DSSA list. So
right.
I'm sure there are a lot of folks on there that would be interested, that might be coming a day early, and that would be really happy to join on this.
Yeah.
Just one question with regards to the slide deck. I know you had a one-pager that you showed earlier. Is this going to be sent to us also separately? Because I might get some of these printed for our own folks.
Yeah, I was planning to send the two decks, the one-pager deck and the rest deck to the DSSA list rather than the
ops. Yes.
All right. Perfect. Okay, thanks.
Mikey, just for my understanding, say the action point with the one-pager. It's again that we have one-pagers at all the different meeting rooms, don't we, as we did in Costa Rica and Prague.
Yeah, and then another little stack on the sort of general table.
Yeah.
And I think the way we did it was we sort of had the stack on the general table, and then we stole them and put them in the room as the rooms came up. But I can't really remember how that
worked. Effectively, it means that we just print a whole bunch of them, and then everybody can use them, say. So for you as well, Olivier.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's perfect. Where can they get those from the ICANN table?
Yes, I'll make sure you get some, once you need them.
Okay. Gisela usually deals with this stuff, so she'll probably... I'll send her to look for you, and that'd be great.
Yeah.
All
right, cool.
Okay, well, the last thing is just the thrilling introduction that I wrote to the spreadsheet. And I don't know if you can read that. Let me make it bigger, and then I'll just scroll through it for you. So this is the tab at the bottom that says Introduction, and this is what splashes on people's screen when they open the spreadsheet. And it's double magnified, so they'll actually see this text when they open it. But I just put a little FAQ in here because, you know, I realized Cheryl sent a copy of this off to somebody in her gang over, I think in .au, but I'm not sure. I think Adam at .au did this. And, you know, he came back with a whole bunch of questions, and I sort of went, oh, that's true. If you're just getting this thing in an email, it might be useful to have some words to sort of set the stage. And so I just want to draw this to your attention, and I sent you a copy or a link to it yesterday as well. Mostly what I'm looking for here is the visceral, holy cow, what are you talking about reaction. You know, if there's something in these words that makes you crazy, it wasn't intentional. I did them in a big hurry, and so I just want to drag your eyes across them one time, because otherwise, if you're like me, you looked at it and went, yeah, yeah, fine, and skipped ahead. But I do want to just pause and make sure that there isn't something in here that triggers some reaction down the road. So, you know, I did a little thing about, you know, who are we? You know, we're community-based, cross-constituency, collaboration, blah, blah, blah. What's this for? This is to help us figure out who does what. How will we use it is, I think, important, because we want to make it clear that this is public information, so don't put secret stuff in here. And we also want to make it clear that we're not really interested in the secret stuff. We're interested in what you do and what, or what you might like to do. Somebody on the call on Thursday said, wow, does that mean that the DSSA considers itself responsible for all that stuff? And I thought it was important to sort of run away from that at high speed. So I put in a little thing that tried to explain that. I decided it's probably important to define the DNS the way we're looking at it, you know, the root and the TLDs, not anything else. And then finally, I think it was Jacques who was talking about this on the call on Thursday and saying, I don't quite know how to fill this out because I've got different roles in different parts of the organization. And so I just tried to blunt that concern a little bit. You know, some people may want to do two, some may people, the ISPs are at least right now going to just put notes in. And then I've put contact information in, and I'd be quite cheerful to put somebody else in there, but, you know, I thought it was good to have an email contact in addition to the link to the page. So I put myself in there, but, you know, there's no ego in that. If there's a better email contact, you know, by all means, I'm happy to change that. So that's just sort of the introduction. I don't think it's terribly controversial, but at the same time, this is a good time to talk about it if there is anything in there that makes you crazy. Not seeing any hands. I'm not hearing any ahems. So that's it for me. I think that's it for the call, unless there's something else that we've missed. Cool. It's half an hour in. That's good. Well, I'll see you all in Toronto. Many of you, I bet I see on Friday. I'm getting in Friday afternoon, about 2. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. Sorry, last question just before. This file will be available on our wiki, will it?
Yes, it's already there.
Okay.
If people say, I want to fill one of these out, point them at our site. Oh, not the home page. There's the home page. And highlight this chunk. Because if they want to do a gaps and overlap spreadsheet, this is the one.
It's Olivia again for the transcript. What we might do is to make a copy of those files into our own download area. Because
yes.
In the heat of the moment, having to send staff to look at those files in there, probably make a local copy and then have people download them as I speak to them about it.
Yeah, that's
and I do hope
really
that within, you know, with the 25, 30 people around the room, I hope that we'll get at least one person that'll say, hey, that's something I'd like to try.
yeah.
That's it.
And I think, you know, as I clicked through that, I'm going to also revise this page because the table is actual file is way down here at the bottom. So I will take an action to fix that because that's really confusing. And I'll pull it up to the top and make it bigger and stuff like that. Rearrange. Apps. Page. To make it clear. Because if I were in your shoes, I'd be going, what in the heck is going on here? No, it's good I did that. Something happens when you do this stuff with cats on your lap. I'm a new cat owner. I'm not quite fully certified at that. Okay. Anything else before we wrap up? I'm really looking forward to Toronto. It's going to be fun. It may be my last ICANN meeting for a while, since the family budget sort of cringes at going to Beijing and South Africa. It's a pretty spendy pair of trips to make. So, party in Toronto. We'll see you in a few days. That's it for me. Christina, I think you can wrap up the recording, and we'll call it quits. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Mikey. You all safe travels.
Righto, same to
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everyone, and safe travels. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.